possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, wow.
Philadelphia is challenging that there was catcher's interference on the play.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness, there was. Here we go.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There is catcher's interference.
Wow! The Phillies have won on a catcher's interference. Baseball is amazing.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. We will take it. What a way to win a game. For the first time since 1971, the Phillies win a game on catcher's interference. How about Edmundo last night? He knew right away. He started pointing to the catcher, saying he interfered, and he did. That was a quick review last night. No question that the Red Sox catcher interfered. What did you like better, the game they won with the bunts with Otto Kemp in June or last night?
Last night.
Yeah.
Last night. I liked it better because of the way it happened. You know, it was happenstance. Yeah. It was like, you know, fate almost.
I didn't like that at all. They didn't put a ball in play.
I know.
Well, by the way, what was the celebration last night, dumping water on Edmundo? That was a little bit excessive.
It was kind of sad.
That's one, just go home. You won, just go home, come back tomorrow. There's no jumping around celebrating that one.
I almost felt embarrassed, like, watching it. Like,
it was very embarrassing.
That's the way we won the game. Like, so, I know someone has to win a game, but like that, I blame Rob Manfred for last night. We got a ghost runner scoring on a catcher's interference, and I'm supposed to jump up and down and get excited. They scored 2 runs in 9 innings. Again, mostly against a pitcher. I mean, obviously, Chapman and Whitlock, they've got some good relief pitchers. But the starting pitcher last night for the Red Sox, Walker Buehler, who's had a very nice career with the Dodgers, but now he's struggled. He's not the same guy. He came into the game with, I think, a 6.16 ERA.
Something
6.16.
Like
he's no Cal Quantrill.
He is not.
That feels like a shot.
It is at you, yeah.
Feels like a shot.
We got shut down last night by a guy who couldn't get anybody out.
You know, it's funny because, you know, you look at the percentages of winning that game,
yeah.
Winning percent. It was like 70%, 70-some percent last night.
Well, we had Wheeler. They had a guy with a 6 ERA. Right?
Yes. And it looked like it turned into a pitcher's duel.
It did. Because we can't hit. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, you know, I was thinking about this. Hugh, there was an article right as the All-Star break hit by Matt Gelb of The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it over the last 2 days. So the Phillies hit a little bit the first couple games out of the break against the Angels. But Sunday, they didn't hit much at all, 2 runs. Last night they scored 3. Can we, when the season ends, do we count the last run last night? I would like to start a movement to just take it off the books. That didn't count. So they scored 2 runs last night. And this article, there was a lot of quotes in here, Hugh, from the players talking about how they've kind of felt in between all year of their old approach, which was basically swing out of your shoes, right? Like try to hit the ball over the wall, bash. And the new approach this year has been more be patient. Work the count.
Work the count.
Don't swing and miss as much. And if we sacrifice a little bit of power, but get some more hits, and okay, maybe that's a good thing. And I know that's what we wanted them to do. I don't think they've ever felt comfortable doing it. I mean, I feel like some of these guys, it's worked. I think Trey has probably had the best transition from where he was the last couple years to now, where he's just a more consistent hitter, and he's just less power, but it just seems like he does more each night to help the team win. But Castellanos has felt uncomfortable the whole year. I feel like JT's been some comfortable, some not. I don't think Marsh has taken to it. He's had like three home runs the whole season. So I just wonder if this whole thing has been worth what they tried to do. And I saw a stat that they are the worst team in baseball with a 2-0 count. Like, that should be the count you do damage on. And I feel like they are caught in between the old way and the new way. It's interesting because they've done it all season. I don't expect them to change it now, Hugh. I just wonder if the whole thing has been worth it.
Well, I think part of the problem is you have to believe in it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You know, anything that you're doing that makes you uncomfortable, you know, it's frustrating at first, but you have to allow it to run its course. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing that we've talked about and I've heard all year long was that it's hard to change your approach during the course of the season. And it's obvious that some of these guys, that's basically what they tried to do. But when you look at the results of what's happened in the past, the way that you've done it before hadn't worked. So I think that, you know, you just have to believe in it. And you're still in a good spot. Let me say that first. It's not like you're you know, one of the worst teams in baseball. As a matter of fact, you're one of the best. And you're still trying to figure it out. You just have to believe in it a little bit more, in my opinion.
But are they that because of this approach, or is they because of their starting pitcher?
Well, I think that definitely the starting pitching has kept them in a lot of games. But their approach has helped them out at times, and at times it's hurt them.
So, well, I agree with that. I think, again, like some guys like Turner, I think it's helped him more than it's hurt him. Mm-hmm. But other guys, I feel like that at-bat by Castellanos last night, he's one that I just don't think telling him to do a thing a certain way is going to help. Like, Nick's just got to go up there and hit.
Are we even sure that he's even attempting this new approach?
Well,
he's still swinging at things 10 feet off the plate.
I don't know
what's changed about him, except he's not doing the home run thing.
I think he tried it the first couple months. He may have abandoned ship and not told anybody.
He said, I'm doing my own thing.
I just want to put in perspective their numbers with a 2-0 count. Like, 2-0 count is the most advantageous hitter's count, right? It's 3-1 or 2-0. Like, you should get a pitch to hit. And I'm looking right now at teams in baseball with a 2-0 count. So 10 teams in baseball have a 1,000 or better OPS with a 2-0 count. Like, they turn into Aaron Judge, right? They turn into Bryce Harper at his MVP level. Like, they turn into great hitters with a 2-0 count. The Phillies with a 2-0 count this year have a 692 OPS. I mean, basically the Phillies, when they have a 2-0 count, are an entire team of Max Keplers. Like, how is that possible? 2-0 count, you should mash. It's crazy. They're below the Pirates with a 2-0 count. I think part of it is they're unsure of, am I aggressive here? Am I passive? I think it's gotten in their head. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big move by the Phillies at the trade deadline? We all hope for one.
Hoping.
Are you expecting? Praying. No, I'm expecting one. This has got to be the year for Dave Dombrowski to do it. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
They should have poured water on the Red Sox catcher last night.
That would have been funny. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, he had his glove like way too far out. I do not think the Phillies will make a big move. Based on past experience. Now, Kyle had a good point earlier when he said that they could have been loading up, like, you're putting that off until the time is right so that they have enough in the minor leagues to trade. That, in theory, should be the way they do it.
And I think there's logic to that, Jeff. Like, you know, when Dombrowski got here, the farm system was pretty barren, and now it's built up to the point where if they subtracted an Abel or a Miller, like, it's not going to crush their next 5 years. They have enough decent or good prospects that, like, all right, we could probably subtract one, like the Dodgers do every year.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I think Middleton may or may not be setting us up for if we don't, we don't, by what he said earlier or last weekend. About, you know, well, look what happened when Ruben did all that stuff in, you know, the mid to or the early teens, traded all those guys, got all these players in here, and we didn't win. So he's basically just saying, look, like I said, I don't trust what they're going to do because Dombrowski up till this point has not done that with this team. So where's the proof that he would? I guess that's my question.
Yeah, and there is none. I mean, the closest thing we have is probably Ohapi for Marsh, right? And that was kind of two young players just swapping, you know, because one team needed a catcher,
Wouldn't we like to have that one back, though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, just because you'd have an heir apparent to JT and Marsh has never developed. You're right. I mean, but that did help that year because Marsh, you know, added to the outfield when they got to the World Series. But you're right. And it's bizarre, Jeff, because if you had told me 4 or 5 years into Dombrowski's era, the day they hired him, that they would never make a deadline splash and yet they'd be in the race, I would say, no way. Come on, that's not who Dave Dombrowski is.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a pretty good core of players. It's these peripheral players like the Marsh and Rojas and Kepler. These guys are really hurting this team in the outfield. I mean, look, I can live with Stott not hitting, but those other guys have to do something. So you got four guys at the bottom of the order that are just killing your lineup when you get to a point in the game where you need somebody to get on base and get a hit.
Well, they are. I mean, it's like they're instant outs. I mean, it feels like the innings would just go by. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Actually, I think that might be part of the problem. You know, when you think about Dombrowski, when he goes after a star, for the most part, Hugh, he's right. I mean, he's had some misses. But, like, if Dave Dombrowski is getting a star, my gut is that guy's going to play pretty well, right? Like Schwarber. I mean, Turner hasn't maybe been worth his contract, but Trey Turner has been...
He's gotten better.
Yeah, and for the most part...
Well, this year.
Like, you kind of know what you're getting with him.
Mm-hmm.
The part that Dombrowski stinks at, or has stunk at as a Phillies executive, is, like, the guys on the margin. The role players. Like, he missed with Austin Hayes last year. He missed with Lorenzen the year before that. If he just goes and gets two role players, does anyone trust that those role players are going to be perfect for the Phillies? His track record tells me no. But if he gets a... Yeah, it's a no. If he gets a star... I feel better. I feel like Dave's got an eye for star players. Go get one.
See, and I think that's easy to do. You know, it's easy to go trade for somebody that's already proven.
I'm okay with him taking
then
the easy way.
Then go do it.
Yeah, I mean, take the easy way out, please.
No, but I also am one that understands and realizes that you have to prepare for the future. You have to keep it going. You know, and I think about some of the moves, the fringe moves that Howie has made. You know, when you talk about, you know, being a good GM.
But Howie's better.
Yeah, yeah, and that's been the problem. It's the guys that you thought that were going to be the pieces that, like what Ruben said yesterday, that make you a little bit better, haven't done that.
Yeah.
You know, the pitchers and the hitters and things like that, they haven't made you better. They've been a detriment to the team.
I wish I trusted Dombrowski to make the move. Like last year, the Dodgers traded for Tommy Edman, who was kind of like a super utility guy for the Cardinals. He won NLCS MVP. Like I don't have trust Dombrowski's going to make that kind of move. So go get a star.
Yeah, and I don't know. It feels like sometimes you get what you pay for, right? I don't know if they've given up any. If they haven't given up really any high level prospects for any of those guys, I feel like now is the time where he's finally going to put those guys on the table, and that's going to land us a star.
I wonder if people are going to be frustrated if he doesn't do this. Because I am.
Of course, everybody is.
Well, I hope so. But
wouldn't be?
Well,
no,
I mean,
I'm not going to be frustrated.
Yeah, see there. Yeah, Hugh Douglas.
Huh? I'm not going to be frustrated because it's par for the course. It's what he's done over the last couple of seasons.
But you can change that's your
not gonna,
MO.
That's not going to make you frustrated?
He's setting you up.
I'm frustrated with you that you're not frustrated.
Yeah, the hell?
He's setting you up. setting you up.
You better not make excuses, Douglas.
I'm not making excuses.
Well, you heard the excuse yesterday when we talked the Coldplay thing.
What was that, by the way?
What are you talking about?
She was cold. The Coldplay thing.
Listen.
It was 85 degrees in an outdoor concert in the summer. What
Some
are you talking
about?
Some people
get cold.
No.
That's insulting to your wife to say that. That's insult to injury. You're going to disrespect her intelligence by thinking that you can get away with saying that the woman was cold and that's why you put your arms around her.
You're better off coming clean, man.
Listen, I'm not trying to lose my wife and my job in the same
time. You're going to lose your life, especially if you try to use that excuse.
Well, I think if you said she's cold, that hunts.
There is zero chance it hunts.
That dog's got no shot. No.
There's a lot that goes into that, though, right?
No. There
because
really
listen, you're in survival mode. Hopefully this never happens to you, but now you go in survival mode. And you say, well, let's say her name's Cheryl. Well, damn it, Cheryl, if you would have came with me, I would have never been in that situation.
So now you're deflecting.
Yeah, you're going to croak.
Yes.
Survival
and then
mode.
Cheryl proceeds to punch me in the face for the second time. Yeah. But, you know, you got to try. You can't lose your job and your wife in the same
thing. Well, you got to come up with something better than that.
But, okay, but what do you got? What you got?
I got nothing. I mean,
I don't think there is anything.
I mean, but you got to try.
Definitely not.
But
she was cold. I know that.
You got to try. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but try something better.
Say you were drunk. Say something. You got to say something.
That's actually a little bit better.
That's better. Yeah.
You say I had one too many. Yeah. I would even say, like, to make it extreme.
No.
I was smoking crack. The crack. It was the crack. I cannot lose my wife. In my job in the same thing.
Smoking crack like a great high.
Do you think saying that's going to make it better?
Well, at least she'll be like, well, you know, see, you know what's going to kill you in all of this? Mama. Like her mom is, and her friends.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Oh, her friend. Like, girl, are you going to fall for that stupid ass thing that he said? Yeah. He was smoking crack. Like the mom and the friends kill you, but you got to try, man.
Well, what that Coldplay thing became the ultimate group text thing. Like, everyone's talking about it. Like, it's just not a private matter. Yeah. It's a public matter. So you're right. The
friends are going to crush you. But you got to try. You got to try.
Yeah, well, you need a better excuse than it was cold.
That's all. But what else is there? Well, you ain't got a whole lot.
Crack. I mean, you have that.
Yeah, I was on crack.
Aaron San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning,
Aaron.
We got the band back together. All is right in the world.
Aaron,
I am so excited.
What's up today?
I, you know what? I'm feeling really good today, and I apologize, Kyle, but I got to do this.
No.
You know, I want to send a message out to Rod. You know, the only thing I like more than the Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio connection is listening to Kyle Quinn absolutely lose his mind with callers. So I think any time that there is a vacation day, there's a sick day, that we absolutely positively need to have Kyle Quinn sitting in either Hugh's seat or Joe's seat, whichever one is missing.
He's trying to get on your good side now, Kyle.
Magic radio.
I don't give a shit.
Kyle's not ready. He's not ready.
What about the Phils, Aaron?
Yeah, he's just trying to get on your good side. What do you got for us? What on the Phils? Big move?
Okay,
you expecting it.
You know, last night was kind of the icing on top of the cake. It was the epitome of the season. Again, the wild pitch, catcher interference, something that the other team does causes another victory for Philadelphia Phillies. And what is the response? They are acting like they just won the World Series, pouring water on each other, celebrating. What it shows me is that this team is desperate. They are searching. They need something to grasp onto to take this team where it ultimately needs to go. And unfortunately, we don't have that guy on the team right now to like we do with the Eagles, to take the city and put it on his shoulders.
Like Saquon?
Is that what he...
Come on now. Come on.
Well, I'm trying to understand. He carried the team like Saquon did last year.
I hear you.
Who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the one to step up? You know, it used to be Reese Hoskins. For a time, it was Bryce Harper. But now it's like we need catcher interference to win us a game.
In a game that was started by a pitcher with a 6.1 ERA last night, by the way. They needed a catcher's interference to get to 3 runs in 10 innings. Aaron, I'm with you on that. The celebration felt way over the top. I mean, come on.
hey, and here's the other thing. If you're a GM, for any other team and you're looking to make a trade at the deadline, just put your sixth starter out there against the Phillies. He'll look like a number two starter, and you'll get way overvalued for him.
Well, just wait for tonight. Dick Fitz is out there. What do we expect from him? Dick Fitz tonight, Hugh? You betting on him? Betting against him?
I'm betting against him.
Hey, and I got one more thing to finish with.
Okay.
And this is I'm talking to Spike Eskin. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't you talk to him at 2 o'clock?
No, because they put me on hold for 3 hours. He doesn't want to talk to me. So it
doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Sound like Spike.
I am who I am. If you like me, fantastic. I appreciate you. If you don't like me and you want to comment on how much you don't like me, thank you again. I appreciate you. But I will never conform and go with a narrative that you're trying to push. If you say something silly, if you say something smart, mm-hmm. I'm going to call you. I'm going to let you know.
What are you even talking about?
Did you break the rules of the afternoon show caller stuff? Is that what you did?
He's trying. He wants to develop Aaron in San Diego. He wants, are you an afternoon caller? Are you a midday caller? I think it's pretty obvious what I am.
Well, you're a midday caller. I'm
every WIP listener out there.
That's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, you
call us religiously.
You're the midday caller.
Because I love you guys. The flow is there. We have a great time together. We can laugh. We can cry. We can yell. We can shout. It's the total package with us, man.
Total package. We are
all as one. And, hey, let's one more thing.
All right.
The Phillies, mm-hmm. unfortunately, are taking a back seat because the one team in Philadelphia that we can rely on, the one team that we can have confidence in, Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl MVP, the man that could take a city, put it on his shoulders.
Here we go.
And carry us to the prom.
We let him go for way too long.
I know.
Today is the day.
Yeah, they're arriving at camp today. Yeah, we saw the
photo. Go Birds!
Go Birds!
A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Aaron, appreciate the phone call. Yes, the Eagles are arriving to camp today. You see Jalen arriving at Jordan Brand?
Yeah, he got the Fresh Print, like with the Fresh Channel's Inner Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type view.
Jordan Brand stuff.
That's some nice stuff.
He's the guy that carried the team last year, according to Aaron, in San Diego. I mean, he... He said Jalen Hurts, but we all know who carried the team last year. It was Saquon. Am I wrong on that? Is anyone disagree with that?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Conveniently silent.
The peanut gallery over here. It's just gone.
I ain't said nothing.
Radio. Who carried the team last season?
Saquon had a hell of a year.
Oh, God. If you had to say someone carried the team last year, I would say
Saquon helped get them to the Super Bowl.
Just come on.
What are you talking about? I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not.
I am.
You are.
You're deflecting.
I am not
filibuster.
You're trying to play. You're playing to the Jalen Hurts is elite crowd.
I'm not playing to anybody.
You are. I am my own man. By staying silent.
No, I'm just listening to what.
We all watched the season.
Joe.
60-yard run after 60-yard run. 2,000 yards.
See, Joe, this is. How long have we been sitting in these chairs? For like 3 years, right?
Yeah,
and Kyle, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. Y'all already know.
You putting this on me now?
Well, both of y'all.
I didn't do anything.
Listen.
Well, I have to respond to Aaron. I can't just let these things hang out there.
But sometimes you have to let, because you already know where this conversation is going to go.
No, hold on. Yesterday, I thought I did the big.
Scared?
I was a
I'm
big.
I'm not scared. I just, you know what? Y'all always blame me when the show goes off the rails.
I thought yesterday I was the bigger person by holding the Cam Newton list
just
until 1:30. Yeah.
Listen.
Aaron brought it up.
Y'all always talk about how I bring the show off the rails, right?
You do.
If I respond to any of this Jalen talk right now, the phone line's going to blow up, and we're going to be talking about this all day long.
Well,
I'm just refraining. I'm not saying anything.
I can't not take the bait. The guy that carried the team last year was the running back. The quarterback played great at the end. Let's just all get it in our heads what happened. The running back carried the football team last year. If you don't believe that, you watched a different season than I did. I don't understand what I'm watching compared to you guys. 215-592-9494. It's remarkable. I got Aaron on here complaining about the afternoon show. If they put you on hold, maybe they don't want to talk to you.
Spike's a good dude.
Well, yeah, he is, but like,
was a pause.
Well, I didn't know where he was going with this. Spike's a good dude. I know. But I thought there was a butt that was coming.
No, I'm just saying he's a good dude.
I agree.
It did sound like there might have been a butt coming.
You're right. I was waiting for the butt. Buddy put Aaron on San Diego on hold for three hours.
You know, Spike runs a tight ship. You know, they like things a certain way.
I'm
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, if you're on hold for 3 hours,
Read the room?
Well, sometimes we get busy. There's a lot going on, like guests or stories or breaking news. But if you're on hold for 3 hours on a slower day, they might not want to talk to you.
Read the room.
You got to read the room. And I hope Dave Dombrowski reads the room and makes a big move here. Are you expecting the Phillies to make a big move? Enough of this Austin Hayes crap and Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro, who I can't believe that was the bet they acquired in 2023. It actually, as years go on, it bothers me more and more. Do you believe we will see the Phillies make a big move at the deadline? Yes or no? It is our question today at WIP Midday Show. Early on, what's your guess here? Early on, yes or no? What are people voting?
No. 60%.
People are voting yes. 53% early. They are expecting a big move out of the Phillies.
Wait, what about the other poll?
Which was the other one? Oh, it's the new one that was just put up?
Yes.
Was it appropriate for the Phillies to celebrate the way they did after last night's win?
You gotta look at the comments.
Let me go vote no. 65% are voting yes. They won on catcher's interference.
The comments are not happy.
Well, I'm not happy. They celebrate like that.
I like the comments.
215-592-9494.
3 hours on the phone. 3 hours on hold is crazy. It's like 3 hours on hold.
What's the longest you would wait on hold for anyone?
15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
15. You really do have no attention span whatsoever.
15 not long.
What am I waiting? Like, call me back. Well, most of the time, call me back.
Some
just call
companies,
me back.
They'll do that. Like, yeah. You can press the button and they'll just call you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd wait for more than a half hour for anyone on hold.
15
just put
minutes.
That phone down. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies make a big move? Are you expecting it? Yes or no? Did the celebration go over the top last night? I thought it did for a catcher's interference. People are going to be angry about that. That's okay. And joining us next, Devin Kenny will talk some Philly. She was there yesterday as Dave Dombrowski spoke. And the Eagles arrived to camp today. We'll get into our bigger camp storylines. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing says something like grilling, especially when you have the grill outside. And when I fired my grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor, people. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is my go-to list. Well, my on-grilling go-to list. That's how I should have said it. But anyway, it's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness. Mm-mm. And so easy to make. Just pop it in the grill, and dinner's done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where you buy. Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
Monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.